Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,353. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
You are in the Men's Room. On tap today, it is a Bad Choice Friday, bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
The clap.
Drink it and drive.
All right, here we go. Oklahoma Walmart has to temporarily close because of something stinky inside. Meanwhile, an Oregon man breaks into a home, steals milk and beets, and then runs away to hide. Irishman goes on a bottle-smashing rampage after being asked to wear a mask. 9-year-old writes a nice letter to governor demanding the king-size candy bars be for everyone for Halloween, as if that was too much to ask. And a man is arrested after calling 911 to report an alien invasion. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, look, sometimes you think you're going to have an ordinary day. Your only expectation is the routine. And then something unforeseen changes all of that. But look, it happens. For example, a guy in Indiana, he's enjoying a Sunday drive. He's returning from a Halloween haunted house with a few friends. And then a pumpkin smashes through the windshield of his car. It actually almost killed him. We go to Oklahoma. Couples on a first date. Nothing seems too out of the ordinary. So the police attempted to pull them over for whatever. But that's when the woman realized that her date, yeah, he had warrants for his arrest. You see, the hint was when he got into a big high-speed chase with her still sitting in the passenger seat. And the date ended when he was taken to jail. But like I said, sometimes, you know, you're not anticipating the curveball that changes a regular day into an instant memory. Tourists at an animal park in China, they did not expect to watch multiple bears maul and kill an employee. But that is precisely what they saw last week at a Shanghai wildlife park. But all of that said, not every unexpected experience has to be a bad one, of course. Sometimes it's just weird. In the skies over Los Angeles, commercial airline pilots, they have reported seeing a man in a jetpack flying at 3,000 feet on one occasion, 6,500 feet on another.
That's cool.
It was potentially dangerous, but like you said, man, That's pretty damn cool, but it's also weird. But that's how life goes. We remember the stuff that we never saw coming. And that's what we want to talk about today. This is a men's room fill-in-the-blank style question. It was just a regular day until blank happened.
Be part of the big show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the men's room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, no, Malcolm. The conversation is just getting started.
Conversation. He's a very fancy man.
Conversation.
That's how they talk in San Diego.
Home shows, and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,353. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, positive Friday, all that crap.
We packed 8 hours of show into 4 hours.
Man, oh man, we are up so late. Steve, you were just talking off air about how you didn't get any sleep last night, how you had a run. Well, if we weren't up until 3 a.m. coming up with all these tongue twisters for Ted versus the FCC, maybe you'd have got some sleep.
I'd have gotten a better night's sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. But, well, either way, we got a listener requested Ted versus the FCC.
Son of a bitch.
As we're winding down the year, I want to say you're pretty close to about 50% on wins and losses, Ted. So what do we got? Probably,
I think on the plus side,
six or seven more times to play a little Ted versus the FCC.
Probably about something like that.
Year,
it's a tight record.
Yeah. Of course, at the end of the year, we roll them all back for you. At the end of year spectacular.
What to say you're in the NFC East, so you're going to the playoffs.
What do we got?
A crisp 14-12 record.
Ooh, all right.
14-12.
Two games above 500.
All right. And because you wanted it, because you demanded it, because you couldn't live without it, we brought it back. It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Sam on. And we made sure it lived up to the name today with a little bit of the weather girl.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
Wouldn't that be great?
Amen.
That'd be disgusting.
Why?
The splatter.
All the testicles.
Should have heard Mike's description.
He
likes the song. But I was just like, man, we can't explain it that way.
The Weather Girls, it's Raining Men, takes on the one and only Rupert Holmes.
If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain.
We figured we'd do a couple rain songs for you.
Yeah, in honor of the weather.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
I don't hate pina coladas. I mean, I'll drink
it. I think they're great.
But I don't like getting caught in the rain.
The thing
you know
is,
what I mean? Like, that's not a sales pitch.
You need a frozen drink machine to make these things right.
Well, if you have enough pina coladas, you don't care. He's somewhere tropical.
Right.
Look,
it's warm.
I get it, but why is that the second
thing?
And
what do you do?
I would list off some other thing. Yeah. I'm just saying, if it's me and I'm trying to court some young thing or old thing or anything available for that matter, I would save the rain part for later down the list
of
things that we might do
But
tonight.
One thing is inherently true when you're on vacation and it begins to rain. you drink seven times as much as you would if it was just a regular day.
So, right. All right, so something like, we can do, honey. Yeah. You can't go outside.
You're at the pool. The pool's got a bar. You know what I mean? It starts to rain. You pick up your towel real quick. You grab your stuff. You go right under that bar hut, and you look out and you go, wow, it's really raining. And then you order like nine different drinks.
I should drink a lot.
Exactly. Why not? What else are we going to do? I should just sit right here. So, yeah, our choices today on Bad Choice Friday, that would be It's Raining Men from the Weather Girls and Escape the Pina Colada song from the one and only Rupert Holmes. You can vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. That's how we determine what song will be played coming up right after the Shot of the Day on Bad Choice Friday.
Quick question, and you have the you probably have the background. If there's an answer to this, you could answer, Niles. Can you name one other song from either artist?
I don't believe they had another song.
Okay.
There was notable. I mean, maybe they did. Maybe they had something that charted like 25 or something.
But I think
Rupert Holmes was a one-shot deal. I think he wrote that song.
Because he wrote that one first.
And that was the end of it. And yeah. As far as the Weather Girls, the only thing that we know about them is that's a Paul Schaefer song.
That is correct.
Paul Schaefer and the World's Most Dangerous Man on David Letterman. Way back in the day, there was a show called David Letterman.
Babe, I got a song. It's about precipitation.
Right.
But instead of water falling out of the sky, it's dudes.
It's shirtless men.
I wrote this song. I was dreaming. It was a fantasy.
I had an umbrella, and I realized the drop hit, and there was blood everywhere, and it was raining men. I wrote this song.
And today in our question, we're going to do a men's room blank question. Why the hell not? I mean, no one expects to wake up in the morning and have their day just get a little bit crazy. Most people just, you know, think that it's just going to be a regular old day.
That's the hope.
And then something really weird happens. We'll start with a story of an Indiana student who came within inches of serious injury or death on Sunday when a pumpkin came crashing through his windshield. I just started shaking because I guess I was so scared. That from Caleb Needham.
Yeah, we get it.
I entered like a shock state. I'm like, wow, what just happened? Where did this pumpkin come from? I could honestly just have died right there. He is an Indiana State University student. He was driving home from an evening of haunted houses already.
Spooky.
When friends say it happened. It was about 4 a.m.
Jesus.
On I-70. He said he saw a semi swerve in front of him as a pumpkin hit the road. Moments later, another one crashed into the vehicle, and he somehow managed to calmly pull his car over. I don't know. I guess something just took over my body, or I guess God told me to keep calm. But police are less calm. It's a criminal act that could have criminal consequences. These can be deadly, and we've seen this before. They don't know if someone did this as a prank. They don't know if it fell out of the back of a truck. But they want whoever is responsible for this to come forward and admit that they did it, which is a tall order. But
they're not. Just so you know, I know you'd like them to. They're not going to do that.
I want to say that our own Steve Miggs from BJ and Miggs probably 4 or 5 years ago was driving down the road. A piece of rebar or iron or something.
Yeah, I think it was like a lead pipe.
Yeah, came out of the back of a vehicle and bounced and basically impaled his windshield.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about that. I mean,
right.
It's you know what? I mean, there's nothing worse than that feeling of knowing that rock just hit my windshield so hard. I know that thing is going to leave a chip or a crack or whatever.
I think that often, yes.
That's the one that pisses me off the most. You know what I mean? But like, I can't imagine like a steel rod coming through the windshield. The one thing about that is you really can maybe get the thing replaced with your insurance.
Well, sure, they'll cover that one.
Right, exactly. But this is, I hate when things hit the windshield and crack it.
It depends.
Like you're on a roll, you know what I mean?
The pebbles I don't like because they hit so hard, and you're like, God damn, I don't get a new windshield in the future. But there's something oddly satisfying about when you hit them off.
Except for when it sticks to the windshield and then like the
guts
and the glue.
But they leave the powdery stuff. Like a moth goes like, poof. And then you just see the powder outline of where they were.
Mm-hmm. Now we'll go to the world of dating as we go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. We brought you the story yesterday about how you date in Oklahoma where someone says, hey, would you like to try some nuts in the woods? And then you end up at a cabin getting castrated. This is a little bit of a different story. Tulsa police say a couple's first date ended in a chase and an arrest overnight. Just after midnight, an officer tried to pull over a pickup truck near 6th and Birmingham. Truck eventually stopped later down the road. A man and woman are inside the truck, and they had apparently met on a dating website. It was their very first date, according to the woman. Turns out the man, though, identified as Brandon Hembry, is wanted. He was arrested, and the woman was let go. She told officers she had no idea that he was wanted. Probably didn't put that in his dating profile, nor did he bring that up on a first date conversation.
Oh, it definitely happened in my profile. Active warrants out for my arrest.
Here's an interesting thing, though. They are on a first date. Police say that Hembry was incoherent when they arrested him, and it was unclear even now if he was under the influence.
I mean, it's unclear.
Well, obviously, he must have been, right?
They said he was incoherent.
Yeah, but that's usually a way of saying...
He did possess marijuana. He failed to stop at a few stop signs during the impending chase
or
whatever.
To be fair, listen, don't get him for that. It was a car chase.
Mm-hmm. In addition to being held without bond for a warrant, the court held him because he has five different traffic or drug cases against him. So he was booked into the Tulsa County Jail. But that would be an interesting experience when you go out. Like, you're not really sure how the date is going. What if the date was going very well? Like, what if the girlfriend or the guy in this case basically said, hey, you know what, for a first date, this is great. Like, I think I really like this guy. And he says, I really think I like this girl. Mm-hmm. It's going pretty well. The date lasts till after midnight.
Sure.
And now they're going home. And you know what happens when you think, well, maybe, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
He's looking for some hummin'
right, yeah. Exactly. And now,
get a little wookie nookie.
Now, do they go out on a second date?
No.
No.
You don't think
car
so?
Chase.
No.
Car chase? No second date.
I think that only because that was a first date. Maybe if they're on their fifth date and the same thing happens, she goes, I really enjoyed the dates, you know, but that ends it for you, man.
Right. Yeah, I mean, maybe there's a chance she hooks up with him again just because he's exciting, I guess.
Okay.
But, like, you don't go, you know what? I'm going to date this guy again. This is husband material.
Have you guys ever seen anything exciting, like an animal farm or a zoo or anything like that? You know what
like,
I mean?
Have I seen a person get attacked by an animal at an animal farm?
Yes, exactly.
No.
I have wanted to every time, and I know how horrible that sounds, but please understand this. It's not that I have anything against people that work there or the people that are visiting the zoo, but it's like watching the high. You know, ESPN will tell you about NASCAR, all right? So, other than telling you the winner and showing them, right, with the checkered flag and all that, everything else they show is the carnage from the wrecks. And you hope no one gets hurt, but you kind of enjoy that sort of
thing. I've seen a monkey masturbating.
I have not seen that at the zoo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
That was at the Baltimore Zoo.
How many other people are watching this thing handle this business?
All I can tell you is
was
this.
He, like, making eye contact with you and no one else is looking, or?
It takes him a while. You know what I mean? Because that was a pretty...
People were staring at him.
How long were you standing there watching it?
I mean...
It would take me a while, too.
They were one of the main attractions.
Sure.
Time.
Now you know why.
Right. And he was just going to town on himself. And I was just kind of like, hey, look at that guy go to town on himself. The other one was the testicles on those hyenas or whatever at the Woodland Park Zoo.
But didn't we find out females. They're female?
Yeah, man, I don't care, man. Look, I don't care what you want to say about their gender or anything like that. Those are some of the most amazing testicles I've ever seen.
And you kept saying that. And like 2 years later, I go to the zoo, and I had forgotten about this, but
they hang like
truck
nuts.
They're not quite like dingoes, but they're something right. Like painted dogs or something, whatever. This thing runs by, and I'm like, ooh, goddamn, these are things Miles are talking about. And my wife's like, what do you mean? It's, they have huge nuts. I mean, like, look at them. And then we couldn't stop staring at them. I couldn't tell
you what the animal was. I was just leaning over going, wow, man. Look at that.
And somebody's like, you know those are females. I'm like, then whatever's hanging out of them.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Whatever it is, they're huge.
You see the guy with the biggest breasts you've ever seen in your life. He still has the biggest breasts you've ever seen in your life.
Actually, you know what? The man with the biggest breasts I've ever seen, and I was like I was 8 years old. And at that age, you know, you're still piecing certain things together. But there are me and two of my friends. We are on our bikes. But we're not currently riding. We're standing beside him. We're on the sidewalk talking. And as we're talking, we see a guy in the distance jogging toward us. And the dude looks like Carl Weathers, right? Black dude, little fro, mustache. But he's built. But he's running up shirtless. But as he's running toward us, in my mind, I keep saying to myself, it looks like he has boobs. But again, at the age of 8, women have boobs, men don't, right? It's just black and white like that. And this guy's getting closer. And all three of us now realize, we don't think he has boobs. He's boob dude. I mean, like, he has, like, B cups at least. Boobs. But again, he's running shirtless, and he runs by. Hey, how you doing, John? I'm like, oh, hi, sir, or whatever. He jogs out. The first thing I did was go home and tell my mother. I'm like, Mom, because I couldn't wrap my head around it. I'm like, listen, I'm hanging out with Scott and Andy. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, and this guy's running towards her. She's like, okay. She thinks something bad's going to happen. I'm like, Mom, I think he had boobs. My mom's like, just, okay, don't say it out loud. I'm like, no, but it was a guy. She's like, I understand. I'm like, but he had boobs, Mom. It was a man with boobs. She's like, again, she's like, it happens to some guy. Look, the older I've gotten, I get it. But at 8 years old seeing this, I'm like, I've never seen a man with boobs.
Tourists visiting an animal park in Shanghai on Saturday saw the unimaginable unfold before their eyes. Bears attacked and killed a staffer in front of them. A few details are known about the incident at the Shanghai Wildlife Park, including the identity of the victim, type of bears involved, what might set them off, the whole idea thing. It would be noted that they were in an area where the tourist bus goes by, in the wild beast area.
of the park.
Well, lives up to its name.
Social media shows several bears at the site of the mulling as tourists yell at the bears from a bus. That's got to be fun.
Get them!
The park says it's extremely distressed.
You don't know what they were shouting to the bears.
No, no, that's exactly right.
Stop! Stop! Yeah. Like, that's going to stop the bear. Mm-hmm. He's already assaulting the dude.
So you would just sit quiet. Ted's the only quiet man. I can't. I don't understand English.
This is nature.
Right. Our men's room blank question. It was just a regular day until blank happened. 206-421-ROCK.
All right, let me ask you that. What would you have rather witnessed? We're in Shanghai, and we look out the bus window. We're watching multiple bears take somebody down. Or we were in Vegas when Roy Horn's tiger decides to F him up on stage.
If you're in Shanghai, you're on a bus. If you're at Roy Horn, there's no barrier between you and those guys.
I agree.
I'm just going bears.
But based on the situation, I think I'd rather just be in Vegas and run for the escape door. Wherever the exit is, because I'm still in Vegas.
Do they have video of that?
I can shake it off. Maybe I'll go see a show.
But did anybody try to run out of there? I'm just thinking, right, back to the Roy Horn thing. We've always seen a perspective on stage, Tiger grabs him, right? Because I'm with Miles, like... You know, Tiger's lost his mind. There's no fence. I'm getting out. Right?
By the way,
did anybody try to leave or did they just watch?
Look, man, it was early in the show.
It's part of the show.
It's early in the show.
You know,
this is an $80 ticket at the Mirage. I'm running to the ticket office and like, I want my money back. And then I'm going to take that $80 and I'm going to go bet it on something.
Well, Thrill, what about your mom and the Circus Diesel?
Circus Diesel, the Cirque du Soleil. Well, my mother's just the bad luck charm. And I want to say she has been to... Maybe she's been to more than three official Cirque du Soleil performances, but as I'm keeping track, she has seen three just tragedies unfold because they're doing what they do. And again, you know, as my mom puts it, so they Cirque du Soleil, they always have a different theme for each what tour or show or whatever you want to call it. It's been to three different ones, and I want to say two of them were in Vegas, one was somewhere else, if I'm remembering this correctly. But you get the phone call like, Stephen, oh my God, I'm like, what? She's like, we're at Cirque du Soleil. So the first time she tells me, I'm like, oh my God. And I want to say it was like one of these super high trapeze things and maybe the cable snapped or something. It seemed more mechanical error than human error. But anyway, you get to watch this person plummet. And she's like, show over. Like, all right. So maybe a year and a half, 2 years later, another phone call. Oh my God, Stephen. Like, we're at Cirque du Soleil. And I'm like, there's no way. And some other horrible thing went down. In that case, I'm not sure if the person, the actor, dancer, performer, whatever, even survived. Like, it was bad, bad. And then more recently, they went to a Cirque du Soleil, thinking, you know, enough time's gone by, and something else went down.
Damn.
And I told her, you got to stop going, man.
Yeah, for real.
Like,
that's
they're going
insane.
To bar you. They're going to see your ass in the audience and be like, we're not performing because that crazy woman's out there.
Craziest.
That voodoo priest is sitting up there in the front row.
I've told this story before, but the craziest thing I've ever seen at any type of live performance in my lifetime happened in Dundalk, Maryland, at a place called The Zoo. I was working at a classic rock radio station, and they had a Kiss tribute band come in, much like Joe Dredd's. But by the way, Joe Dredd's Kiss tribute.
Excellent.
They kick ass. This band, not on that level by any stretch of the imagination. But from, you know, getting there early, and I'm just going to bring the band out on stage. I think we had some crap to give away, tickets and all the stuff, the regular crap, right? But I'm going to bring the band out. Now, the band's been setting up the entire time. Keep in mind, much like the band Kiss, the protocol is makeup is the last thing. So these guys roll in. You don't know if they're right, but everybody's got a job. So the Peter Chris guy, he does the sound. Maybe the, I don't know, the Ace Frehley guy does the lights or whatever.
Right.
Well, in this instance, the Ace Frehley guy was doing the pyrotechnics, all right? So everything that blew up, I'm not sure what the role of Gene's job was, but either way, Ace Frehley goes out there, or maybe it was the Paul Stanley guy. I cannot remember which one was which, but they start off with Detroit Rock City. Now, most of the time, I think that's their standard open, but Detroit Rock City, it goes maybe 10 seconds in, 12 seconds
in, before the first big boom. Right.
That's when the first big explosion goes off, all right? Now, keep in mind this place is called The Zoo, Z-U, get it? And they had...
And Dundalk, that's spelled correctly.
They had a big ledge above the entire perimeter of the bar filled with the type of stuffed animals that you would get at a county fair if you really hit the jackpot. But they were elephants and giraffes. I mean, right. Big teddy bears. The zoo aspect of it. Big monkeys and apes and gorillas and, you know, you name it. They were just big-ass stuffed animals. Soon as they start the show, I'm like, all right, here's hotter than hell. Ba-boom! Pyrotechnics blow up the back of Gene Simmons' like bat cape that he's wearing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Catch the back of his hair on fire. All right?
And they've just started the show.
They've just started because the cans were too close. Now,
once it ricochets off his back, it blows up, and all of a sudden I turn around, and one, like two of the stuffed animals are they are on fire quickly. Like whatever material they are made of, they are up. I mean, they are up. As soon as this happens, the Gene Simmons guy takes off his axe base, throws it down on the ground, and punches the Paul Stanley dude in the face. Who set up the pyrotechnics. We are 15 seconds into the show. The drummer's still playing because he's not really paying attention. So he's like the last one still playing. And everybody else is like, what in the hell is going on? They get the fire extinguisher. They put out the stuffed animals that are on fire. The band goes back to the bus. Now the manager is going back and talking to the owner of the bar. Then they're huddling with me. Like, they think they can keep playing. They're just going to try to settle it out. So we walk out in the parking lot. And, like, there's people holding these two back. But you have to remember, they are in full Kiss makeup. They are in full Kiss attire. The two members of KISS are getting ready to beat the living hell out of each other in the parking lot. You know what I mean? So half an hour goes by. Keep in mind, this place is pretty packed.
Sure.
People are waiting around. Of course, you know, what do? They throw on some Tesla or something to keep people happy in the bar. The band finally comes back. I don't go back out and introduce them. I've been doing, like, saving grace in between, like, here's a T-shirt, want right. a keychain. And they finally came out and played a set. But, I mean, it was like, it was insane. The whole bar smelled like smoke. The guys in the band, they had to separate them. Normally, like, Gene is close to Paul Stanley.
Right, right.
Now you got Ace Frehley in the middle the whole night.
Right.
Because they wanted to keep the two guys as far away as they could from each other up on stage. I mean, can you imagine seeing Kiss with Ace Frehley in the middle? That's how they played the show. It was just a regular day until Blank happened. 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Something strange has been happening in the skies over Los Angeles for the second time in 6 weeks. Commercial pilots have reported seeing a person in a jetpack high above the city. In the latest incident, air traffic controllers warned Wednesday that a pilot preparing to land had seen someone in a jetpack 6,500 feet up. Then on August 29th, two pilots reported seeing a man in a jetpack near the eastern approach to Los Angeles International Airport. At that time, flying at about 3,000 feet. We just saw a flying object like a flying suit that's passing by us. Our question, it was just a regular day until blank happened, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Chrissy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bitches.
Hola.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you. It's a positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
It's Blue Friday, man. It's always a positive Friday.
Okay. So do you want to tell us what a regular day was until blank happened?
Yeah, so I had a story, but I changed my story because this one's a little bit crazier.
Chrissy,
you're going to make Mike throw a chair. Chrissy, you're going to make Mike throw a chair.
Oh, sorry, man. I don't want to tell my DUI story. It's very embarrassing.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to tell a cooler story, but it's actually more crazy, to be honest.
We'll be the judge of that.
I work in a fab shop in the Northwest. We do like a big heavy structural fabrication, and we're working on this like transit job, and we have these weird L-shaped columns that we were building. They're like 3,000-pound columns, right? And so the way we were flipping them with the bridge cranes was with these lifting eyes that we would just weld on and use it to flip the column over when you have to weld the other side, you know, because you have to flip it over, you have to move it around a lot. So we have these 10-ton bridge cranes, and I remember one day, I'm just walking along. I'm the QC, so the quality control in the shop. And I'm walking along, and this guy's flipping this column over, and all of a sudden, his weld just breaks on his lifting high. And this thing just goes, like, careening off of his, like, workstation. Like, a 3,000-pound column just goes flying out of the air. Just the weld just ripped off.
Did anybody get hurt?
No.
Okay.
Thank God.
Well, that's a good
thing. It was crazy. But
I swear to God.
Literally like 15 feet away from it.
I got to be honest with you. For about 35 seconds there, even though you're speaking completely plain English, I couldn't understand anything you were saying.
Right.
It's like your technical skill level.
Yeah,
I
speak Greek to a lot of people.
Yeah,
my line of work is really weird. But
this would be very weird to ask you like how your day was.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'd be sitting there going,
so is that good or bad?
No, that's very bad. Like when your weld breaks, that's very bad.
Okay, all right, yeah.
But in your line of work, how often do you see, not necessarily that, but I would think if you're doing quality control, you see lots of problems or future problems, right?
Right, and I'm a welder myself, but I also am a quality control person, so I go check other people's welds and give them, you know, the green light to send it out to the field to get erected in the field. But I've never seen anybody's weld snap. It just snapped.
Still working with
like
that guy?
Cracker. It was crazy. I'm sorry?
Does he still work there?
He does still work there.
Okay.
Good for you.
That's reassuring then. Makes you feel better.
Yeah, I feel good.
Never seen anything like, I mean, this is a weld, man. Snapped. Oh, yeah, he's still here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the C-45 conductor wasn't working. It was just a regular day until blank happened. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So my story is from about 6 years ago. It started out as a regular day. I was actually moving, and I had my truck loaded up with stuff, and was driving down the road. And this is the first part of the day where it started getting a little crazy. I was about to go down a really big hill in the Kent area, and my brakes completely failed.
Your brakes completely failed on a moving truck?
On my personal truck. Yes.
Oh, wow.
I was able to pull over, get stopped. I didn't end up going down the hill or anything like that. Tow truck came, picked up my truck, and we're heading back to the house that I'm moving out of. And we're sitting at a stoplight, waiting to turn, and all of a sudden, a kid runs out the road. He's about 14. They got struck by a car.
Oh! How bad was the kid?
He was pretty messed up. I mean, like, he did the full, like, Grand Theft Auto hit where the character goes up in the road, does the whole spin in the air,
and
comes back down to the ground.
The GTA hit, yeah.
Was he conscious when you got up to him? Did you get out of the car and check on him?
You know what? Honestly, the tow truck driver was awesome. He put on his lights, he pulled across the intersection and blocked the kid with his truck. I jumped out, called 911. She wasn't responsive. She was breathing, but not, I mean, like, his body was reflex breathing. He wasn't actually just breathing on his own.
Okay.
He was completely, his leg was crushed.
Did you ever do any, I mean, like anything else, you try to do some follow-up to find out who the person is, if they're doing okay. Did you ever get any additional information on his condition?
Actually, I did. One of the things before I left the site was I asked the officers if they could possibly put me in contact with the family once they found them, because that on him was his cell phone. And they did the next day, and I actually got to go visit his family the next day in the hospital, and he had a bunch of surgeries, but he survived.
Cool. Okay. I'm glad another kid's alive. Yeah, I can't. That. After seeing that guy get hit by a bus out front, man, that was...
And the bus wasn't even going fast.
That's different. I mean, yeah, it was maybe 25 miles an hour.
But somehow I think that's what made the sound worse.
Boom!
But it just had that hollow, wet, you know, like hitting a watermelon sound, man. It's like, ow,
yeah.
God.
I mean, it was just a smack.
The sound was worse than the visual, I think.
I saw it. I'm just like, because he flew back at least 6 feet. I mean, easily. And it was just like, I've never seen a human being fly.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, literally, just take off the ground, and boom, he's just flying through the air. I was like, damn.
But the good news for him is... He was high enough that he managed to get up on his own.
He did.
He did.
He got up and walked away.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
If he was sober, there's no chance. You know what I mean? But he was caught. My buddy Willis, dude, high on heroin, saw him get hit by a car, had to go in 40, knocked him out of his shoes. But same kind of thing. It looked like, The Walking Dead, the way, like, he looks like a corpse in the middle of the street. Then he just, like, springs up like the Undertaker, right? And we saunter off to my buddy's house. He does not remember the following morning that he's been hit by a car, but he has all of the pain of someone who's been hit by a car. So he wants to know what happened because his ribs and his body hurts and all this. We're like, Willis, you got hit by a car. He's like, bull-ass guy, seriously, what happened? We're like, Willis, you got hit by a car. Bro, I think I'd remember if I got hit by a car. So we know for a fact that you wouldn't, because you don't, because you got hit by a goddamn car that knocked you out of your shoes, man. And you're laying in the middle of the street, and we had to calm this woman down who thought that she killed your ass, but luckily, in the beam of her headlights, she sees your creepy ass spring back up to start yelling and walk off. And the first thing he yelled when he got up, where the F are my shoes? They're like 40 feet away from you.
What did you say to the lady?
That she gets out of the car. I mean, she is shaking, dude. She's almost in tears. Oh, my God, I didn't see. We said, look, no. Look, relax. It is his fault. We were running across the street. It's one of those, do you think we can make it? We did. Willis didn't. So he gets hit by this car. We calm her down. And when Willis stands up and saunters off, we told her, man, he is jacked up on heroin. If he's hurt or injured, we will find out tomorrow. But, I mean, go. Just go. What are you going to do? You can drive him to the hospital if you want. But dude's a heroin addict. You hear him yelling at us now to find his goddamn shoes. Like, let it go. And she did, but she was shaking. This same guy, Willis, two nights in a row. You'd have to know this intersection, but every once in a while, just picture any road.
I'm just picturing our version of this story to this day.
I guarantee you she'd remember and be like, I didn't know. But I think she's shaking and almost crying, and we felt bad. But the same dude, it's North Avenue and North Avenue and Howard Street in Baltimore. It means nothing. Just understand that both of these roads, where they intersect, they go over top of railroad tracks, all right? Because the train station's close by. So it becomes elevated at this point. He, and there's like seven of us walking. So he starts walking kind of on the rail, if you will, on the edge of the sidewalk, but hangs over the tracks. And as we're talking, somebody says something to Willis. There's no answer. We realize he'd fallen off the goddamn thing down to the tracks. But we didn't hear him. It's just we turn around, and we're like, oh, my God, where's Willis? And we look over, and he was okay. Like, he hit the brush, and it's kind of a sloped hill. But we go down, and we get him. The next night, he did the exact same thing, except this time we watched him. He was like, I could do it. We said, Willis, man, you fell off that thing. What? Oh, Jesus.
And he's gone.
He's gone.
It was just a regular day until blank happened. 206-421-ROCK.
And he's still alive. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going?
Doing great, man. It's a positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
We're doing great, everybody, just so you know. We are. It's Friday. It's positive. We got Bad Choice Friday going on. Don't you worry about us. We're great.
All right.
Yeah.
This is my story.
Okay.
I was like 1987. I just got out of the military, and I got a job working for a fencing company loading flatbed semis. Well, I'm up on top, and I'm bent over. All of a sudden, we hear people in the yard hear a pow, and all of a sudden, I feel sharp pain go through both my thighs, and I realize that I've been shot.
You were shot?
I was shot.
On purpose, or were you collateral damage?
Sort of a backstory on this. I was dating this chick, and she was had an ex-boyfriend. Her ex-boyfriend had an ex-wife, and she was getting married. Well, that previous weekend, she gets a message from her ex-boyfriend's, or her ex-husband, stating that she'll never be happy and that she would never have kids. Well, me and my girlfriend were like, okay, that's weird. Well, that weekend, Saturday, her fiance, I thought it was the window smashed in his car and his seat flashed. Monday, I'm at work on top of a semi and I get shot.
What did you have to do with anything?
I have no idea. The guy, we assumed him that shot me, he was a mobile slaughterer that goes out to animal, main animals and shoots them. And his main rifle was a .222, which what they pulled out of my leg.
Well, did he get arrested for shooting you?
They couldn't prove it because he had an alibi in California.
So you got shot and nobody had to pay any repercussions for that?
None.
Huh. That sucks.
I mean, yeah, that's... That's I was going to say, I never thought I'd be shot. There's a couple of instances I thought I might be shot, but not when I woke up that morning did I think, hey, I'm going to be
this
shot
is the
today.
Day. Right. Men's Room Blank question. Damn. It was just a regular day until blank happened. 206-421-ROCK.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've definitely been to high school parties. Like,
and you're like, right, I might get shot.
Somebody's going to get
shot. It's situational. But
I'm saying, even at that, like, it's a high school party. You expect a fight or something.
It's always going to be a fight. But on the East Coast, somebody's packing, right? And somebody else is packing. And if they're not packing, they're sitting in their car.
It's always the same formula in ours. Somebody gets into a physical fight. Right. Somebody goes to their truck. Or somebody leaves and comes back.
They come back.
Not that they had long in, but they go get it, you know?
I just remember our one buddy did not drink. That was like his whole thing, right? But these parties on this one specific like house were legendary. And they had Jello shots. And I remember we were sitting outside and we looked at him and he was like acting kind of weird. And we were like, are you drunk? You don't even drink.
Right.
And I remember he put out his tongue and it was bright red because he was eating red Jello shots.
Oh.
I mean, we are laughing our asses off. And then the shots rang out.
Oh, no. Just a regular day until blank happened. 206-421-ROCK.
I feel like gunshots at a party on the East Coast are the equivalent of playing closing time at the bar.
Yeah.
It's time to wrap things up. Mm-hmm. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, great to talk to you guys.
Thank you, man.
So, I used to drive fuel tankers, you know, the big truck and trailers that you see that refuel gas stations.
Sure.
And I got in one morning, did my pre-trip, you know, on the truck, made sure everything was squared away, and I had to drive from Tukwila, where we were based, to where we would then fill the truck with fuel, which was in Renton. And I drove over there. Pulled up to my position in the rack, jumped out of the truck, looked back at the trailer. And I don't know if you guys are aware, but every once in a while, you know, usually you see dual tires on trucks, but there's something called super singles. It's a big, really wide tire that takes the place of the two tires that you would see, you know, on one side of the axle. And when I got out and looked, this super single tire and wheel and the hub were missing. Off of the trailer.
You drove it all the way there without a wheel?
Yeah. I had no idea when it came off. I didn't feel anything. I didn't see anything. I didn't see where it went. It was just gone.
You couldn't backtrack? Could you backtrack or did it too far of a distance,
yeah,
I guess?
I went back and looked. Never found it. Now, here's the twist to the story. Where this rack is located in Renton, there's we pass this business that sells used tires and wheels. And it's a fenced-in area. And it's just right at the bottom of an overpass that I go over. And apparently, about 2 months later, I'm told that the company got a call and they were asking if we were missing a tire and a wheel, and they found it back in the lot where their used tires were.
Wow. Damn. Okay.
Bizarre.
I have questions. You got that thing in the tankers full of gas, right? Let's assume that you're just going to a Shell station or whatever. Okay.
Right.
Because not knowing how big those tanks are in the ground,
right,
but seeing how big your truck is, I'm assuming that, you know, the cargo space is about the same as far as the tank underground that it is on your truck. Do you only fill up one gas station per trip?
No, the tanks in the ground are much bigger than the capacity of the truck. I couldn't tell you. I want to say there's something like 20 or 30,000 gallons, but I could be way off there. The trucks only hold 9,000 gallons.
So does that mean a truck would have to take...
filling them up when they're low.
Okay. All right. I was going
to
say.
Okay. And how long does it take? Like, when, by the time you get to the gas station and start putting the gas in the tank, how long is that?
It's a gravity feed, and it usually takes, I'd say about 25 minutes or so, 25, 30 minutes.
And then what do you do for 25 minutes? You have to stand there and monitor any gauges or anything?
Smoke cigarettes. Yeah. Smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
Why?
Basically standing around making sure that, you know, there aren't any hazards and, you know, nothing bad's going to happen. There's no leaks or anything.
Next question. Why is it that when I need to get gas, you're there and you're blocking all the pumps?
Well, it's because the fuel fills tend to be in very odd locations, and a lot of the time, they are blocking the pumps. The only way you can get at it is to block the pump.
Yeah. Just seems always to happen on my watch. Like, right. Fuel low. Okay.
Random question. Since you work in that industry, do you like the smell of gas?
No, I hated the smell of gas.
Do you drive a Tesla?
Do not.
Okay. Some kind of electric car, like a Chevy Volt or something.
Yeah, I guess you get over the smell after a while.
I guess, but I mean, I always liked it.
I still do. My parents, they quit huffing it. You know, they pull into the gas station.
Is there a gas station owner out there that owns an electric car?
There's got to be.
You think so?
I'm sure a lot of them do, man.
I mean, come on.
I mean, the CEO of McDonald's doesn't eat there.
But he can't go to Burger King.
Right.
It was just a regular day until blank happened. 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.